This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
And we welcome Sarah to the show. Hello, Sarah.
Hey.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Keith.
Okay, why are we putting Keith to the test?
Okay, so I found out last week that he became friends with his ex on Facebook and that they've been, like, talking again.
Oh, boy, the old ex strikes again. What is her name?
It's Michelle.
Okay, so he's been talking to Michelle.
Yeah, and the thing that worries me is that they were together for, like, 5 years.
So
they have history. A long time. Yeah, and it's funny because I sort of always thought, like, in the back of my mind that the only person that, like, Keith would ever leave me for, like, I don't really worry about it, but, like, if I was going to worry about it, I do worry that he would leave me for her. But, like, their breakup was, like, really bad. I mean, it was, like, so bad that he absolutely just, like, hated her afterwards. So, like, I didn't really worry about it. But then last week, one of my friends was like, oh, so I see Keith and Michelle are, like, you know, being nice to each other again. And I was like, what? And she goes, like, yeah, I saw on Facebook, like, he left, like, you know, a nice comment about one of her pictures.
Oh, boy. This is where it starts. So what was the picture of? It wasn't like her in a bikini or anything, was it?
No, I mean, it was just, like, her and her little sister, and, like, Keith wished her, you know, a happy birthday, and then there was this, like, whole back and forth between the two of them after that.
Okay, but it wasn't anything like, hey, I miss you, let's get back together.
No, but, I mean, just the fact that they went from hating each other to, like, suddenly talking again, like, you know, it kind of bothers me.
I gotcha. All right, well, let's run a quick War of the Roses here on Keith just to make sure that this friendship isn't something more that we don't know about, okay?
Okay.
And before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, I do. Let's just do it.
Starting at random.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak with a Keith, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, good morning, Keith. My name is Tim. I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that we just started this new promotion for 2021, where every month we draw names of random Visa users, and we give them little prizes, kind of like a little thank you from us. And this month you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
Are you serious?
Yeah, congratulations. And on behalf of all of us here at Visa, thanks for using Visa.
No problem at all. So what kind of prize did I get?
Well, it's February, so I think they went with roses this month, I guess because of Valentine's Day, probably. But the reason I was calling you is because a lot of the guys who have won don't really want a bouquet of roses sent to them. So they've been asking if we could just send the flowers to their wives or their girlfriends instead. So is that something you'd like us to do with your flowers, or would you rather have us send them directly to you instead?
I guess you could send them to me. That's fine.
Okay, so you want the flowers sent to you instead. No problem. Now, also, if you want, because we have a lot of these things left over from people who said no thanks, if you want, I can get a second bouquet, and we can send that out to somebody like your wife. That way you could get some for yourself, and then she would get some too, like as a gift from you. And it won't cost you anything extra. Your credit card's not going to be charged for anything. Honestly, I'm just trying to get rid of some of these flowers before they die. So is there anybody else you'd like to send flowers to? I mean, it can be anybody you want as long as they live in North America.
Yeah. You know what? I guess you could send some to my mom.
To your mom. Okay. All right. Well, now I should warn you, these aren't tulips or daisies. They're roses. So it's kind of like a romantic angle here. So I don't know if that's really a mom gift or not. But I mean, it's up to you.
No, it's all good. My mom, she goes crazy for roses. She'll love them. Besides, you know what? I can say they're from my dad. She'll love it.
Okay, cool. All right. And there's no special someone in your life you want to send flowers to? No wife, no girlfriend?
No, just my mom. That would be that'd be really nice. She'd like that.
Okay, no problem. Now let me put you on hold for a second, and then we'll get you set up here, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Okay, so, Sarah, I'm not exactly sure what to make out of this. Either he doesn't consider you to be rose-worthy, or he might know what's going on here. Like, there's a chance he knows what this is.
No, I doubt it. He's just a mama's boy. That actually doesn't surprise me that much.
Has he ever bought you flowers before?
Yeah, he has. A bunch of times, yeah.
Okay, so do you want me to keep trying to force the issue here with him, or...?
No, you know what? It's okay. I just wanted to make sure that he didn't pick his ex and not me.
So, okay.
Yeah, that's it. I'm
okay,
good.
Well, if anything, at least we answered that question, I guess, right?
We definitely did. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.